Lash, well, Bo, these Tigers, top of the table after five rounds. That's no accident. A really good win. What was the secret today to bowling out the Blues?
We knew it was going to be a grind. The wicket tends to flatten out here, days three and four. And it was a grind, it showed. We got the wickets late there and tried to stick to our lines. We know it works here, and that's bashing away at the top of the stumps. And we got the reward late.
Clearly, the game was set up by bowling out the Blues for a low score in the first innings. Was the toss really important in this match?
We always look to bowl first here because we know how flat it gets in the afternoon, but I think we were batting before drinks on day one, so the wicket didn't change a hell of a lot. We lost a couple early wickets with a new ball. It's always been a new ball wicket here. We saw in every innings the new ball did the damage, but we're batting at day one on drinks break. The wicket can't change too much, and to be only four down at stumps on day one was a massive advantage, and we drove it home on day two.
You haven't lost a match in five matches. You're top of the table. What does this afternoon, this evening say about the confidence and the belief in this group now that you can win matches? Not from anywhere, but from, you can turn things around by applying your processes.
Yeah, we've had a really good start to the season with the bat, especially. We've got 400. I think in every game, and the first game, we got 390. So we're putting some big scores on the board. We obviously bat really deep with the selection we're going with the all-rounders. And then we just back ourselves to bowl well, slam away all day on a length and take the reward. So, that's the way we've set it up in the first five games, and I can't see it changing too much.
And you're still appreciating the fact that you've got Hope and Owen around to take some of that bowling load off you?
Yeah, 100%. What I get through today, 20, and there was a bit of a grind today, but we've got some boys coming back from injury as well in Riley Meredith, and Billy Stanley raring to go either next game or straight after Christmas. So we've got some pace to come back, but what's working at the moment is our discipline, line and length, and Gabe Bell, Lawrence Neil-Smith up top and really leading the attack for our bowlers has been exceptional.
Is there one aspect of this match, this performance, that really pleases you?
Yeah, obviously Brad Hope's debut century and Jake Doran's century really as well coming into the team after we lost Wadey to his Australian duties. It's a bit of a luxury to have someone like Dawes who was injured early doors in the season, and then to come in, who's played 60 games and kept a lot for Tasmania, come in, peel off 100 first game back is a testament to our depth and a testament to himself as well to come back into the team and put a strong performance straight on the board.
Now, you have to wait a week before your next Shield game off to the SCG to play the same opponent. How will you spend those 7 days getting ready for a sixth Shield game in a short space of time?
Yeah, we'll have a bit of rest, I reckon, the next couple of days. Maybe get out on the golf course. But looking forward to getting stuck in again. We've beaten them by an innings and one run there. So, we've got our tails up and we're going to really rip into them in the game number six of the Shield and try and get us four wins before Christmas, which will be a hell of a spot for Tassie to be in.
And finally, you've wrapped the game up before day four. Does that give you a bit of scope for some well-earned celebrations tonight?
Yeah, I think we might stay in the sheds for as long as we can tonight and celebrate our teammates' success, really, with Hopey's first 100, Doran's 100, Belly's four from the first innings. I thought we were exceptional all game, really, and put them on the back foot from the get-go. So, yeah, it'll be a well-earned celebration tonight and then some recovery before we get stuck into the SCG.
Well, enjoy that third celebration of the season, and we look forward to seeing how things go in Sydney. Well played.
Very well played. Thank you very much.